Tuesday, August 17th, 2021, 5x5 deadlift. What a glorious day, especially after yesterday too, right? Let's have some fun. Going heavy. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was January 20th, 2020. And if you haven't already, watch or listen to How to Approach Heavy Days. Linchpin Conversations number 113 covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that good stuff. And we've got a YouTube video attached if you want to go ahead and check that out. We also have a video showing the deadlift. Super Fitness Robot loading for this will be 70% or higher of your one rep max held across all sets. More likely will be 50% or higher of your one rep max held across all sets. Scaled option. Still deadlift, 5 sets of 5, and the wonderful thing about that is you can go ahead and modify the weight as need be and just lift a broom handle if it makes sense for you, and therefore you can... A heavy day is probably one of the easiest days to actually scale appropriately for any athlete because just lowering the loading makes all the difference in the world. If you don't know what your one rep max is, because we're saying the Super Fitness Robot loading and the more likely loading is, you know, 70% or higher of your one rep, 50% or higher of your one rep. If you haven't any clue what your one rep is, on a day like today, you could go ahead and establish your one rep loading, your one rep max, and then see, based upon those numbers, what would make sense for you to actually use for today's training. So you have a little bit of leeway with that. I'm checking some facts right here before we continue. So stand by. I want to make sure I've got this. Okay, I thought that didn't make sense. Okay, that was an error. Let me go back and correct that for you. So I said the last time we did this was January 20th, 2020. I mistyped one letter. It's not January 20th, 2020. January 20th, 2021. Sorry about that. I was off by a year. I wanted to get that correct before we kept going. It just didn't seem right in my mind. Limited equipment option. So they don't have a barbell, but they've got some dumbbells. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Not for time, because it's a heavy day. Dumbbell, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. Single arm rows, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per arm. And then, your friend and mine, the Bulgarian split squat. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. And each of those has a video. If you have different dumbbells available to you, you can feel free to use them. And you can go ahead and rotate that up, mix and match it as you want. You know, you might maybe do some dumbbell single leg stiff legged deadlifts, and then while you're resting, knock out some single arm bent over rows. Absolutely free, good to go to do that. No equipment workout today. 10 rounds, 30 seconds per station for max reps of broad jump, then right leg single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, then left leg single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, and then you will rest a minute and 30, and then you'll go ahead and do it again. And so 30 seconds of broad jumps, 30 seconds on the right leg, 30 seconds on the left leg of the single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, and then you're resting a minute 30. Those single leg stiff-legged deadlifts, you obviously don't have anything in your hands unless you can find something to grab, but even just doing that movement slow and controlled continuously for 30 seconds will build a lot of coordination and a lot of balance, and it will still light up your hamstrings. And then you pair that with a broad jump, it will deliver the goods. And we're looking to strengthen that posterior chain today. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. We've got 3 pieces, if you so desire. It's very unusual for us to put 3 in there. You know, it's usually just, you know, 1 to 2, but if you want to have a good time, here we go. Again, optional as always. First, either or. Either the glute ham raise, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, or a single leg, stiff-legged deadlift, assuming you didn't do the Leo option. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. So make a choice there. Your second choose your own adventure is either barbell bent over rows or one arm dumbbell bent over rows. Again, these are assuming you did the barbell work and not the dumbbell. The final piece of the accessory work, because maybe the limited equipment crew was feeling left out, because they're like, look, we did single leg stiff legged deadlifts, and we did one arm bent over rows. What about us? I've heard your call. The third optional piece of accessory work is, for time, 50 burpee box jump overs, that would be facing the box, 24 inches for men, 20 inches for women, or just 50 regular burpees as fast as you can. You're welcome. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes. Casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes per side, and foam roller for the back and lats. And both of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed the barbell. Hope you enjoyed the deadlifts. I will see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's training.